This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's off the Foley, loose in front. Onger with a save. Backhander. Score! Nikolai Ehlers with his 200th NHL goal. And it's 1-0 Winnipeg.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where if you thought the Rangers had little success, the Stars were like, hey.
They lost three times worse.
Technically correct.
That is correct. They also
were very inept
yesterday. All right. Why do you think they were so inept?
Well.
Besides giving up two early goals.
I blame myself for giving a nickname to a team that's obviously a winner.
I think they heard you. I think they heard that yesterday. They were listening.
The Dallas Falling Stars. Sheesh.
So
we should be the Shooting Stars, but we're the Falling Stars.
I guess they are 2-2 in their last four games, but before that.
I don't want to play Winnipeg.
Okay, hold on.
Or Colorado.
So no, we don't. Colorado's your final. Yeah. Okay. We score six per game against them in our last game.
4 days ago, you wanted to avoid Colorado at all costs.
Yeah.
And then they win a game against Colorado and you're in. You had done very well against Winnipeg this year, but they lose a game, and now you think the Stars are cooked versus Winnipeg?
See, you get it.
Feels like you're catching on to this, man.
I don't know how you look at it any other way.
Yeah. Kevin, yesterday,
watch a team play.
The Stars were a little.
If they win, you feel good about playing them again. And if you lose, you don't feel good about playing them again. Mm.
The Stars were a little sloppy yesterday. Like, if you just.
A little?
Yes. What? Well,
sheesh.
You know, there's some nights where you're outmanned, outmatched, and all that stuff. They shot themselves in the foot a number of times yesterday. Even on really good potential goals. That Wyatt Johnson, I thought. Wyatt Johnson should have kept it instead of passing it to Ben, and he probably would have had a goal there. Duchesne on a breakaway with numbers, and he can't figure out what he wants to do with the puck at the last second, and he has nothing. So there were some moments also where they had some sloppy turnovers. Winnipeg, though, you got to give them a lot of credit. I know you hate that. You hate giving the other team credit, but they were very sticky. They cut off seams for the Stars all night last night, and you got to give their goalie a lot of credit too, because he was on point, man. Like he was right there. There were a couple saves that I just did not expect him to make that he gets his glove on, and I was pretty impressed with that. The Stars looked frustrated in the third period, but on this, Kevin, this is one of those things where I've said this over the weeks now. They ran into a hot goalie. They had a defense that their coach knew the system, the way the Stars play, and this is one you just chalk up and go, all right, we had a hot goalie last night. We don't change what we're doing. We still continue on the path.
I'd like to give my expertise now.
Okay.
Stars are still going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Woo! Okay, good.
So here's what I was there. Here's my excuse watching the game. Mm-hmm. I think they know they're the one seed now. I know it's not 100% official.
This would have closed it.
I understand. But I think there was a little bit of mental hurtling here where they feel so good after they beat Colorado. They kind of pushed everything where it would take somewhat of a miracle to lose the one seed. And I think there was a little bit of a mental letdown yesterday. Okay. I think everybody right now is physically fatigued.
And they've been playing phenomenally.
Yes. And so that's my excuses. It happens. You have bad games. Every once in a while you have a bad game. They had a bad game, but I'm wondering if there's a little bit of the mental part of they have in a way, very little to play for because they've kind of clinched what they need to clinch. They could screw it up. I've seen the Rangers do it in 2012. But I do think that maybe they could have had a little bit of we've done it without getting done with it yet. So they'll be fine. They're going to win all the rounds. And then it will be the Rangers versus the Stars, the toughest way to root for a team in DFW.
In hockey, I will definitely root for the Stars. You talked about the hot goaltender, Laurent Brossoit. I kind of want to call him Brosiv.
All right.
Call him whatever you want. Yeah,
it's not our goalie.
Okay.
It's not like it's not like you're talking about the Phenomenotter.
Oh, my God. I love...
Have you seen the cartoon?
I love that.
They have
so
a cartoon
much.
For him right now.
Well, and this is why I feel like this is so harsh, is it is one game, and as Mike did point out, you see a game, if your team doesn't do well, it changes your perspective. But Ottinger had won 8 straight starts, and then I see somebody text in, Ottinger's just good for making commercials and stuff like that. Like, he had been playing exceedingly well. Do you have one thing I wanted to bring up? Do you think that getting married or having a young baby is a stressful event in your life?
Absolutely.
Especially for a woman.
That's a fair point.
They're having to have the baby.
They care the most about the wedding, too.
Ooh, I care the most about my wedding.
Yeah, I didn't care. I mean, it went. I knew it was going to.
You didn't care.
I didn't really care. You do whatever you want. I want you to be happy. I mean, I'll show up. I'm getting married to you. I'm excited about that. It could be, you know, in a parking lot or on the moon. It doesn't matter.
I think that would matter.
It wouldn't matter. I mean, if it were on the moon, that'd be pretty badass. Yeah, that would be pretty, huh?
You probably wouldn't get a lot of people to make it to the moon.
If I had the money, I'd fly all the people up. All
right. I know
Derek
Holland
going to the moon. Sorry.
That's
true. I'm missing your wedding. I'm not
going to the moon. You have a chance to go to the moon on my destination.
What they got? Do they got beaches on the moon?
There's beach. There's moon sand. Yeah.
If I had my wedding on the moon, I would want it during a full eclipse so the sun would be shining the brightest on the moon.
During the eclipse, do the sun and the moon, like, are they face-to-face?
Yeah.
They have to talk to each other on that for that 4 minutes?
Do you think the moon can talk?
I wonder if the grass grows better on the moon then, because the sun, it's getting such good vitamin C's.
There's not grass on the moon, right?
Why not?
I think it's just sand and rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But you can see all the beaches, Reggie. That's the thing. You can see all the beaches from my wedding on the moon.
Yeah, y'all gonna be out there by yourselves.
Hey.
Would you go to the moon if I had a wedding there?
Yes.
Thank you. Mike?
Were you also paying for it, though?
Yes.
For sure.
I'm going to be honest. I would be scared to death to get into one of those ships.
Don't worry. This ship I got.
And I'm not. No, I don't want to. I've seen too many bad things in my life happen to people that have tried to fly to the moon and back. Yeah. I saw the Tom Hanks movie. Unfortunately, I think in 2002, one of them exploded over Texas.
And I did want to yell at you about the Tom Hanks movie, that that's a movie, but it was obviously
based
on the real Apollo 13
mission.
The
audacity of having a destination wedding on the moon. You jerk. Just taking up a whole weekend.
But I'm offering to take you for free.
And he could say that his wedding was going to be out of this world.
Hell yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
If I get that save the date, I'm lighting it on fire.
Do you think he's going to get married again?
Yes.
Oh.
Just to go to the moon to spite us? 100%.
Well, I wonder if people, if they got married on the moon, what the divorce rate would be.
Like, why would it
we
be
got
any-
married on the moon. Are you sure we want to get divorced?
But I think you'd see be like a lot of space helmet malfunctions.
I don't know, Kevin.
Like,
you don't think that the divorce rate would skyrocket?
That's good. That is very good. Hey, we were going to talk about the stars, or I was going to tell you something about the stars.
Aldrin.
Hey, great news. Jordan Spieth's only 7 over now after 4 holes in the
second
round.
Kevin, it is too early for you to lose it, all right? It's way too early.
Okay, but how do we pivot from something from the stars to what about having a wedding on the moon?
Sounds like stars and moon go hand in hand.
You talk about the stressfulness of having a baby with your body and then getting married.
And I was going to pay that
off. Yeah, where were you going with that?
I will tell you, entering the final stretch of the regular season going into the playoffs, Scott Wedgwood and Miro Heiskanen both have little babies at home. And then Jamie Benn, Mason Marchment, and Jake Oettinger are all preparing for weddings in a couple of months.
I think this is great.
I think it's terrible planning.
I think the Rangers might have had 73 babies last year. I think everybody on the team had a baby, it felt like.
Okay, so
I think a lot
be...
of Cowboys had babies last year too, didn't they?
That's why they were burnt out. So the Rangers used it as the power to win, and the Cowboys said, "We don't want to play anymore. We got enough money. We're doing great. You get a bonus for making the playoffs. You get playoff shares." And they're like, "It's enough. We're good."
From the 210, shout out to me. I started my new job today, and it's my birthday on Monday. Hey, is your new place of business hiring?
You can't go anywhere.
I've been getting a text from some random number that they're like, "Are you interested in this job?" And I texted them no. And then they responded to me the next day with another job. I'm like, I didn't sign up on some website for a job.
Or did you?
Maybe I did.
Did someone
else
sign you up for it?
I'm going to call this person up and tell them who I am. And be like, "There's no way you have a better job for me."
And then maybe answer some questions that they have, you know, about maybe.
Your maiden name, your favorite 4 numbers.
From the 817 divorce lawyer here, it would be the same. From the 903, divorce rate would be astronomically high.
Yeah.
Because they're rich people, and rich people have a tougher time staying married.
It's also the moon, Mike. Astronomical.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Okay.
I think Houston.
Can you play the beginning of 24?
Are they
Jack
called
Bauer?
The Houston Astronomicals? And like, I didn't know it?
This is
like
the
New York Metropolitans?
Are you just figuring this out?
Are you kidding me, Mike?
The Metropolitans? That's their full name.
Mm-hmm.
They just shortened
it. But the Astros
are
the asteroids?
I think they're the Astronomicals. I didn't get it till now. They just couldn't put it on a jersey. It's too many letters.
How you doing over there, Kevin?
What is the longest name in sports?
Let Jared them play.
Not the longest human name, the longest sports team name.
Hey, I tried. Dallas is.
You did it. You did it to yourself.
Yeah. What?
I'll say
how is this my fault?
This is a lot of us. This one's a lot of
he
us.
He brought up having a baby and getting married.
With a payoff on the other side.
That payoff,
not to Corey's moon wedding.
Do it Jeopardy style, and you can probably figure it out. Like, we won't interrupt as much if you Jeopardy it.
What should I serve at the moon wedding? Moon pies?
Cosmic brownies.
Do you want to talk about our team's
sign?
All right, hey,
I might take it.
Corey, let's stop it. Let's enjoy our team's losing more.
Yeah. No.
Give us more about our losing.
Okay, I will give you more about the team that lost. You play Seattle tomorrow. You still have an opportunity to accomplish your goals. You win that game, you clinch the Central. It is overwhelmingly likely that you will take the number one seat as well. I realize you could still get to that without winning tomorrow, without winning on Wednesday, but win tomorrow, lock it all up, and then this loss won't seem so bad. And you still got Winnipeg and Colorado facing off in the first round, and you can pick off whoever you take on in the second.
You're not undefeated this
I heard
season.
We might be playing the Vegas team that wins everything in the first round.
possible.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Great.
Hold on. You just said, though, that they're going to make it to the Stanley Cup final.
I do believe that. But I don't want to play the defending champs in the first round. Can't we play the Kraken? I watched them last year in the playoffs. They're horrible.
The Kraken have been eliminated from the playoffs. You could still face the Blues or the Predators.
Oh, but where's the Wild? They were horrible last year, too. They were in the playoffs.
They have also been eliminated from the playoffs.
Dang it. Put them back in. Isn't there a play-in tournament where all 30 teams make
that
it in this league?
Is in the NBA.
And not all the teams make it. Most of them.
It does feel like that.
The large majority.
This is going to be a long day. From the 817, where the hell would you have the honeymoon?
Good question. Because we're already on the moon. Venus.
Mars. It matters where the moon is at the time.
Which one has all the diamonds that rains diamonds? Jupiter?
Do they wait for where the moon is to fly to the moon? Like they're like, oh, it's too far away from Florida.
Who is that question for?
No, I think he's right.
Who are you asking that question to?
Well, Kevin.
Elon Musk in this room?
Florida's on this side of Florida. It has to be. The moon has to be on the side of the sun because they fly at like in the morning. Because you don't want to go around the Earth to finally get to the moon side.
Don't you kind of use...
The morning is an on-Earth concept. The sun is always out there.
But don't you kind of use the Earth's gravitational pull to help slingshot you to the place? I think I'm right about this.
I think
you're
right. I'm no physicist.
I'm doing literally science here, Kevin. This is good stuff.
You have to slingshot yourself to the moon? I thought that's if you went beyond the moon.
I did a diagram.
Son of a bitch.
Sun.
Oh my God, you said the B word.
Sun. Earth with Florida.
This is radio.
Moon. I need the moon over here to make it a shorter trip.
Over where? You're on the radio. What if people can't see you? What if they're not on the Twitch?
We have Twitch and YouTube, and our ratings show that more people listen to us on that than on the radio thing.
For the last two weeks. Yes. Yeah.
And the 713, best show on the planet of the year. So there you go.
And on the moon.
Take a picture of it, YouTube, and send it to the radio.
Was that a sentence? Made sense.
From the 469, if this is what we're bringing today, I appreciate your cleverness, but I also hate you. Don't you have to go to Saturn first to get the ring before you get married?
I can't even laugh because you're yelling at me not to laugh.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.